I wanted to hear you talk about that.
Well, you said two things that are were interesting in combination. It was 3 days before time for you to go home, and you were missing what was at home.
Yes.
And then the next thing you said was you did not want to go home.
Yeah.
So what do you think you were missing? In other words, what was happening?
I was missing my animals. I was missing the physical interaction of physical. I was missing physical. I was missing petting my animals. I was missing hugs.
Well, before you continued with your explanation, we were about to say to you that in some ways you had put yourself in the same situation that this woman who could not get air on the bus was feeling. In other words, you're in a situation where you're missing something that isn't where you are, and we were going to tease you a little bit and say, oh, it's sad that you were sort of wasting your life right there because you were focused upon something that wasn't where you were, and you were momentarily convincing yourself that you were missing what wasn't there with you so much that you were not having pleasure in your now. And then you turned right around in the next breath and said you decided that you wanted to stay. You want to stay there longer. And we want you to tell us what you think was the reason for that dichotomy, because it's two opposite requests that you're making to the universe, it seems. Sounds like you're saying, I want to go home and be with my animals. I want to stay here and be with these people. How do you explain that? How can you want something that seems like two different things at the same time?
It flipped to where one day I was so ready to go home, and then I wasn't ready to go home, and I was willing to miss my...
We think it's something else.
Okay.
We think that while it seems like I want to go home and it seems like I want to stay here, that the feeling of void, the thing that is making you feel like you want to cry, is not at all about the physical extension. It's not about where you are. Whenever you feel that loneliness, it's not... And we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you're not lonely for the person, the dog, the cat. You're not lonely for what you think you're lonely for. You're lonely for your connection to source. You're lonely for alignment. And the reason that we are pointing out what seems like an inconsistency in the story that you're offering here is because it isn't going home that's going to fill that void, and it isn't staying there that's going to fill that void. It's finding thoughts wherever you are that bring you into alignment. Mm. We will not say to you, even though we can feel you want us to, we will not say to you that your destiny is there and that you need to turn right around and get back over there and look for it, because your destiny is not there. Your destiny is wherever you are, you see. The universe has the ability to converge your magnificent life wherever you are. You do not need to be in a specific place or even with specific people. You just need to specifically be in alignment with self. And when you are, wherever you are, even on a bus that doesn't seem to have enough air right now, is a nice place to be. Really.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I love thinking about the creative process. You talk about thought form, manifestation, and how they coalesce. So after the manifestation has taken place, do the thought and the thought form continue to exist independently? Specifically, the question that I'm asking is...
They evolve to the manifestation. In other words, nothing stands still. It keeps... First there is thought, then there is form, then there is manifestation. And that thought continues to evolve. It changes. It does not remain as you first thought it. It continues to become on its own. First you think a thought, then the thought thinks.
And then does it exist independently as it changes and coalesces into the manifestation?
Well, what do you mean by that?
In other words, part of the reason that made me think of this
That would be like you saying, I was born into this body, and I was 1 year old, and 2 years old, and 3 years old, and now I'm older. Does the 1 year old me still exist?
Does it?
Does the 2 year old me still exist?
No. Not in physical.
Not in physical. So does it exist vibrationally?